So, have a lot going on inside me at the moment. All right, I'm not gonna really go into detail. I mean, cause I'm a Philly girl, so my detail might be dangerous. So, I just wanna make a comment before I start. And that is that I feel like something that Lori said, a word that she said, more, right? So we all need to do more. If you're contributing money, you got lots of money, you got a big bank account, you think you're helping us little poor old little folks out here, whatever, but you're not really doing the real work, then you're not doing enough. If you are just talking about what's going on and complaining about what's going on and tweeting and putting stuff on Instagram, but you ain't really out there with the people, then you're not doing enough. If you're not checking your white privilege at the motherfucking door when you come into a place, you're not doing enough. All right, yeah, that felt bad, right? It should. It should. I'm gonna tell you what I'm not here to do. What I'm never here to do is protect anyone or make anybody feel comfortable. That's not my job. That's not why I was brought here to the planet. I was brought here for other things, namely what I'm about to do for you right now. And anyway, I want to say that I'm so honored that you asked me to come here to represent. I'm just so, and it's just like one of my most favorite things I've ever done in my whole entire life of a million things that I've done, Paul. So like, you know, this really stands out as, like everywhere I go, I kind of want to perform it, but I don't, but maybe I might start. So the whole entire piece is called Logan Squared, and big up to JG, who put all the little 40 speakers and did the sound, and it was amazing, and it gave me an opportunity to celebrate this amazing, special, magical place that we're all in, this city. You know, Philadelphia, that is so sacred, so ancient, so special, so unique, and I'm so proud to be from this place. No matter what's going on, I'm always proud to be from this place. And so anyway, Logan Squared is like a epic poem, but with 5 or 6 parts. So I think I'm just gonna do 3 of the parts tonight. And the first part is called Our Language is Our Own. Our language is our own. It's filled with yos and johns and symphonies and sirens and the songs of winged things and Philadelphia International strings. On front stoops, on blocks, we look like statues sometimes because that's where we stay, sit, see everything, hear everything, be everything, Philly. We are our own monuments. Yeah. We are our own monuments. I wish everyone in the city felt important and exceptional enough to be their own monument. After all, it's the people of this place that give it its true character, its heartbeat, its history, its now and future. The people. North, west, south, east, and all parts in between, the people. The neighborhoods and sections that change in an instant from block to block in an eye blink, these neighborhoods would be nothing without the people here. The soul and spirit of the people here, not perfect, nothing ever is, but in a way, perfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect, like home. The house is just a house without the people in it. We, the people. We, the people. We, the people. We make this place pop. We make it exciting, invigorating, alive. I mean, real Philly folks. You might have to work a little harder for a hello, but when you get it, it's real. It holds weight. It feels real, like you can touch it, hold it in your hands, put it in your back pocket, pull it out whenever you need it, whenever you need to feel like your home. This city makes you, it creates you, it drives you, it teaches you the best, most valuable lessons. And you can take those lessons anywhere and apply them. It gets all up into your bloodstream. You can't deny it. And even if you want to leave, or if you actually leave, you're always proud to say when people ask, where are you from? Philly, baby. I'm from Philly, and that makes me my own monument. Thank you. And this one is called Momentum. Monument, monument, momentum. Momentum, monument, monument, momentum, movement, staying. Can a city move and stand still at the same time? Yes, if it's magic. Magic cities deserve monuments, moving, musical, mesmerizing, momentous monuments. When a city is magic, it can hustle and bustle and be all abuzz while simultaneously being stilled and stunned by burnished golds and dusky pinks of sunsets at rush hour. It's a brilliant thing to witness. It's magical. It's monumental. Big, small cities are something special. Those that master this dichotomy balance millions with many, but make them look singular. The nooks, the neighborhoods, the nature, special, magical, momentous, monumental, worth a monument, I think. Momentum, monument, monument, momentum, movement, staying. Can a city move and stand still at the same time? Yes, if it's magic. Thank you. Okay, so this is my favorite. Where is Lori? Where is Lori? Okay, y'all. So I'm dedicating this especially to Lori. I mean, okay, because like you love me and I feel it, and I love you, and yeah, you know, Jane Golden, you're the shit. You know I love. You know I love you so much. I respect you. I honor you. I am in awe of you and how you do what you do. You know, are we, does anybody know Jane? You know? It's just what the things that I have been able to do, the people who I've met, I could get real emotional up in this, you know? It's amazing, like what you do and the way you, like when I first started doing things with you, I was like, why do we have to meet with all of these communities? What are we doing? I was so confused, you know, over the years, and now it's like whenever I get asked to do something, you know, that's through mural arts, like my life gets enriched every single time. So anyway, yeah. Art does what? Wait, hold on. Art does what?
It ignites change.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you. And Paul Farmer knows I love him, so you know, we won't get all gushy, right? But okay. So this is Ode to Philly, which, you know, if you know anybody, I think it should be the city's anthem, so I'm just saying. Like a bell named Liberty, let freedom ring. Even though cracked, she still manages to sing. Her sound resonates both far and wide, demonstrates how to be broken, but still have pride. Wedding pics on bra while Billy watches over. Head nods mean hello, misunderstood is cold shoulders. Don't ever make assumptions before you get to know us, cause the city sparkles bright even in the darkest shadows. Shadows, shadows. Like a bell named Liberty, let freedom ring. Even though cracked, she still manages to sing. Her sound resonates both far and wide, demonstrates how to be broken, but still have pride. The Declaration of Independence was signed here, plus Cornbread was here, so we major. Thank you, thank you. First zoo, first capital, first public library, first black church, we on that first type behavior. The architecture, the murals, the music, the water ice, we got all the best flavors. Proud to be from Philly, it's like second nature. Like a bell named Liberty, let freedom ring. Even though cracked, she still manages to sing. Her sound resonates both far and wide, demonstrates how to be broken, but still have pride. For our teams, our specialties, our royalty, our family, for our city, we go hard. These histories and legacies here run so deep, reach so far. Influence the nation with the songs and stories of our people, we unequal. We stand apart from four corners and creeks and rivers to structures and culture, we original, no sequel. From history to revelry and back up round the way. We love us. We love us. Like a bell named Liberty, let freedom ring. Even though cracked, she still manages to sing. Her sound resonates both far and wide, demonstrates how to be broken. Like a bell named Liberty, let freedom ring. Even though cracked, she still manages to sing. Her sound resonates both far and wide, demonstrates how to be broken, but still have pride. Peace. One more.